Well, hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in for another Daily Dose. We are in our King Jesus 2020 series, talking about the 10 commitments for political engagement. And I don't know if it's been tough on you yet. I don't know if it's been, this is easy, but I got a tough one for you today. We are talking about peacemaking. Peacemaking. Just say peace. Ah, man, isn't it a great word? We don't do it well. Here's our commitment, as we're going to be looking in Matthew 18 and Romans 12. It says, I commit to face-to-face conflict resolution. Seems easy, right? Yeah, sure. Rather than arguments on social media. Boom, everybody just fell out of their seats. I can't do this. This is impossible. As far as it relies on ourselves, you're probably right. It is impossible. But we are going to rely on the Spirit of God in our lives to accomplish this peacemaking. So let's read from Matthew 18, starting in verse 15. Says this, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. It goes on to say, if he listens to you, you've gained a brother, but if he doesn't listen, then you take others with you. And then if he still doesn't listen, then you tell it to the church. And it goes on, just on and on and on. But let's start at that first part. If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. I love this picture because it's going to do three things for us. The first thing, when you have to go and tell somebody your fault face to face with them, the first thing it's going to do is it typically lessens the offense. So if you're real hot and heavy about something and you have to go tell it to somebody, I mean, it's easy over here from on this side to be like, man, that person, ugh. But when you actually have to go and tell them, you're like, hey, man, that was not awesome. Which is totally different than the teeth gritting that you were doing over here. So one, it's going to soften the offense that we have. Two, it's actually going to notify the person that there's a problem. And here's the key part. We said we're going to do face-to-face conflict resolution, not conflict declaration. So we're trying to resolve our conflict between people. And if that's not your heart, well, then you really should just not post anything, period. So, but this heart of resolution, we want to solve this offense that's going on, not just put it out there, not just throw it out there, not just get it off our chest, but actually try and resolve the thing. And so that's the second part, is they actually know, oh, there's something that I'm doing that is offending you, and you actually care enough to resolve this that you've come to me. And then the third is we get to look more like Jesus. When Jesus moves, he always moves towards people. He's always moving towards people, towards sinners. So let's suppose that even the offense that's made against you was actually a sin. You should be moving towards that person, not away from them. And social media and those things, guys, we know, we've heard it a million times, it's just creating more distance from me and the other person. So as I think I'm engaging in political wars online, really I'm just creating a bigger gap. And I'm not following what Jesus has told us here to go to that person face to face. It's a lot like brothers and sisters who want to resolve something before it gets to our parents, you know? So we like try and fix this problem before it gets too big. Well, when you air things in front of a million people, it never really solves it. And if you're still like, I'm not sure that we should do this, I just want you to think about all the success that you've had engaging in political things, conflicts on social media. And maybe if you're great at it, write a book, but I won't read it because it's not going to be what Jesus has said to do here. And so I'm going to follow Jesus' words here, that if your brother sins against you, go and tell him your fault between you and him alone. And if he listens to you, then you've gained a brother. This is beautiful. I hope that you can commit to this. So say it again with me. I commit to face-to-face conflict resolution rather than arguments on social media. Let's be peacemakers. Love you guys.